June 20th. I have learned silence from the talkative, Khalil Gibran. A few days ago, I was dispatched to the playground by my wife to get our children and bring them home for lunch. Crossing the grounds, I heard an old kid saying that I'd almost forgotten and to which I'd certainly never given much thought. A little girl was standing near the swings taunting a freckle-faced boy. "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me." How inaccurate, untrue, mistaken, wrong, I thought. Words can cut and twist and break and scar our minds and souls in such a way that our psyches are damaged for life. The words of parents, teachers, ministers, employers, brothers, sisters, friends can be far more devastating to one's fragile self-esteem and self-confidence than physical punishment. So when you are tempted to use strong, critical language to make a point, restrain yourself. Think of your words as hurled sticks and stones, for they can be every bit as hurting, maybe more so. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalms 19, verse 14.